Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Melody Crowe. Just before the break, Melody, you were talking about, you know, getting out into the community and putting together materials for people outside of your community. And it occurred to me that this program is all about writers and people who write. And very often, people who are not Indigenous include Indigenous material or even Indigenous characters, perhaps a bit of Indigenous mythology. And there's always a worry around getting it right. What would you suggest to a writer who wants to get it right? What sort of steps should they take to do that?
I think that's a great question, and I think that's an opportunity for the writer to, when they're doing their research on their character, say if it's an Indigenous character in their writing, if they can, you know, connect with a Native community, or if they can, you know, and nowadays we've got the internet, right? So if there's a way of being able to connect with someone or being able to just authenticate things in that way. I've had examples of that before where somebody's going to create an Ojibwe character maybe, and so I've been approached before a few times actually just to ask, you know, my thoughts on how they've written this person in, and I think that's really good because then that's, you don't have to shy away from incorporating Indigenous people mm-hmm. or Indigenous characters or whatever that might be. So I think if they're in their research, if they're able to do that and touch base with a First Nation community or a resource person as such.
So would, for instance, the Elderville Nation have a resource person that, I know, at a library or something like that you could approach generally?
Yes, and I think so. And I think sometimes, you know, questions might go to a First Nation band office. And maybe the person at the band office who takes that call or that initial visit may, you know who they would refer to, or a library. They'd think, oh yeah, I know who would be good for that, you know, and be able to help in that manner. So I think they would be open to that. I know for myself, I've been open to that.
That's good to know. Thank you. You won a prestigious award from the Union of Ontario Indians for your dedication to creating a deeper understanding and appreciation of First Nation culture, knowledge, language, and wisdom. And you've spent your life on this work. Tell us about On Deck Productions and other ways in which you've set about this task.
Okay. On Deck Productions is really an extension of the work that I'm doing in terms of the dedication to creating that awareness and a deeper appreciation as well for First Nations people and culture and like knowledge, language, and so on. It's a commitment that I've had and felt strong about probably way back even when I was a little girl. I've always had this strong passion and commitment to that. And I think sometimes that we're shown our life work even at an early age, and then it continues to unfold before us, you know, along our life path.
I think writers would agree with you there.
Yes, yes, it is. And so that's a commitment, and it shows itself in various aspects of my life. And my two young nephews are also, as I mentioned earlier, they're an inspiration to me all the time, and I want them to grow up with that strong sense of pride in their First Nation identity. And so the things that I do and think about to make that difference is all a part of On Deck Productions. So, you know, use film. I have plans to do some film projects. I've always wanted to make documentaries, and so hopefully I have in the planning stages for fall or early spring to begin filming a documentary, and more resources and, you know, for all ages and continuing on with the book. So On Deck Productions for me is an extension of a creative way to be able to do that work. And if I can just make a difference, if somebody who, you know, picks up a book or watches a documentary, say that I've created, and it makes a difference for one or two people, I think then I've done a good job.
Yeah.
You know, because that ripples on, right? It ripples out. Or if I'm giving a talk, On Deck Productions is also about, you know, like, you know, being a consultant, you know, a resource person. So if I'm doing any of these things, you know, the possibilities are endless. So On Deck Productions for me is just an exciting extension of the work that I've been doing all of my life.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you hope to encourage people outside your community to become interested in and appreciative of this cultural treasure trove?
One of the things that I get to do in my daytime job, I work for the KPR School Board as the First Nation Education Liaison, and so I'm a resource to teachers, to principals, to schools, to students. And so when a teacher is coming into teaching a Native curriculum, you know, First Nation curriculum, then I'm a resource. I can come into their classroom, give a presentation, and I get asked into a lot of schools and a lot of classrooms to do that kind of thing, right from junior kindergarten to grade 12. So I have an opportunity in that regards to go out and create awareness. And, you know, it might be through storytelling. It might be through talking about residential schools, doing a piece about the history or, you know, cultural awareness. So I get to do that through my position in the school board. And then in my personal time, again, through On Day Productions, creating these resources that, you know, I want to get out there and, you know, say with film, topics that are of importance.
So if listeners out there were interested, for instance, in having you speak at a group meeting, mm-hmm. or something like that,
yeah.
they could contact Andig and you would consider that?
Absolutely, I would do that. Yeah, and I have done that for various groups and occasions.
So maybe at this point we should make sure that we know how to contact Andig, and how could we do that?
Yeah, and I have a website, so it's andigproductions.com.
And Andig is spelled A-A-N-D-E-G.
Yes. And just as a little aside there, Andig is actually my last name in Ojibwe. So Andig means crow.
Oh.
So that's really what Andig is. That's and I have email at andig@eagle.ca. And my contact information is all on the
website.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you did bring us something very special to read. Would you like to tell us about it and then read it for us?
Yes, this is a prayer. It's often known as the Native American prayer, and it was done by Yellow Hawk, a Sioux chief. And this has been translated into Ojibwe, and I just thought it would be nice to share just an excerpt from that.
Okay, now we don't understand Ojibwe, so how is that going to work?
Yes, so I'll read a verse in Ojibwe, and then I'll read what it means in English.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Gajaminado and where the nondwag pinoding. Meanwhile, nasa when a meanod kinawaya mampi king. Nondwishin nandaba nascon. Nin bajikadaba nonjimug. Nagashi meanwa nabajiwi. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me, I come before you, one of your children. I am small and weak. Nan mission we mosaya ma kinagago najwang, meanwa mano nshkinjagon, pana da wab da nawan, masqua meanwa iu aminandeg, giz the spigishing. Ma no naga nikichanandana, gajituyan. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, my ears sharp to hear your voice. Ma no naga buaka, mi dash jikanamon. Niu ga kinomodwa gu nuiji inishnabeg. Niu kinomonan ga kiduyin, ma ansa bebajik, ni bishing gasinin. Make me wise so that I may know the things you have taught my people, the lessons that you have hidden in every leaf and rock.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And thanks for coming in today and telling us all about your materials and about your Ojibwe language.
Me granch.
Where can people purchase these language kits if they were interested in the books?
Right. Now, the language kit, it was produced specifically for Alderville First Nation.
Oh, okay.
So that is available to Alderville First Nation band members who are off and on the reserve. And my books, the children's series, can be purchased through myself at On Day Productions. Again, the information is posted on the website. So and I'm hoping, again, to get some of these into some stores and that kind of thing. But right now, they're on the website.
On the website.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And thanks again to our listeners for tuning in today. If you'd like to contact us and give us your comments or suggestions of who we might interview in the coming weeks, please contact us through email at wordonthehills@gmail.com. And thanks very much for listening in. We hope you'll tune in again next week.